Our first scripture reading today is from Philippians 4, verse 6. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs and don't forget to thank Him for His answers. Our second reading is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Pray without ceasing. These are God's words for God's people. Thanks be to God.
All right, Lord, we do thank you. One more time, I pray that you would bless those who are listening to the sermon today, God, those especially by podcast, God. You would bless and touch them in a special way, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so I'm sure by now you've caught the theme of today from all of the songs that I picked out, but I want to talk a little bit about taking everything to God in prayer. When we were younger, and I love to talk about my mom because she just instilled in us prayer and how important prayer is. But when we were younger, and I may have shared this story, but it's always cool to share. So I'm going to share it again. But when we were younger in the summer, she would make us pray at noon. At noon, we would have to do a noon prayer. And we would all have to get on our knees around the couch and she would lead us in prayer. We couldn't go outside or anything until after we prayed. We would pray for everybody in our family and pray for our church and pray for our city and our country. And, you know, she just instilled that prayer and how important prayer is. And I find that because she did that, my first response, if anyone has talked to me, I say, well, let's pray about it. Let's pray about it. And I'll take their hand. I don't care where we are. Let's pray about it. Just did it at the women's conference more than once. I was like, okay, you want, well, let's pray about it. I said, and I'm not ashamed. We'll pray right here. And we pray about that situation because we really do have to take everything to God in prayer. He's concerned with us. He's concerned with everything that concerns us. And the best way to reach Him is through our prayer life. It's to talk to Him and get to know Him during prayer. So then when He speaks to you, you are familiar with His voice. And so that's what I want to talk about today. I just want to give you some scriptures that'll help you, guide you into taking everything. And I mean everything. What's funny is we do girls trips and we've been doing them for now over 20 years. We started it, I think, 1999. It's two of my sisters and two of my cousins and myself. And so we would travel and I would say, okay, guys, we got to pray before we go. We want to pray that we'll get a good park or pray that we'll get, you know, and they're like, that's just silly. But then I found years later, my cousin said, you know what? I'm finding myself praying now for a park. I thought that was so silly back then, but I said, it really isn't just the park, but God is concerned with everything, you know, that concerns us. And so I try to take everything to Him in prayer. Sometimes I'll forget and I'm wondering, why am I so overwhelmed? Why am I so stressed? Trying to make things work, trying to put everything together. And I realize, you know what? You haven't talked to God about this yet. So stop and ask God to guide you. Ask Him to lead you. And then I find things begin to go a little more smoother. He works it out for me. And so that's what I want to encourage you. You may be going through something today. There may be an issue that's going on in your life with your children or with your spouse or, you know, with your job or where you live. It could be anything. But take a moment, stop, and ask God to guide you. And that's what I mean. Just say, God, I'm putting this situation in your hands. I can't do it on my own. I don't have a solution for this. But I know if I put it in your hands, if I take everything to you, you'll work it out. You'll guide me. You'll show me which way I need to go. And so we're not worrying God. That's what I want you. You know, it's like, oh, I prayed about this already. He says, come to me every time you need to. You're not worrying Him. And so my first scripture today kind of talks about that. It's about the woman who goes to the judge. And I'll read it for you. But she just kept going. She was like, every day, I need you to do this for me. I need you to do this for me. I need you. She wouldn't stop. And he said, not that I need to do this, but you worried me. You worried me. And you kept bugging me to work this out for you. And so I did. And I feel that's a parallel. God saying, no matter how many times you have to come to me, no matter how many times you have to pray, keep coming. Keep coming to me. Bring it to me in prayer and I'll work it out for you. So let's read this story about the woman and the judge. It's Luke 18 and it's verses 1-8. And he spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, There in a city, a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him saying, avenge me of mine adversaries, and he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nonetheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? He kept coming to the judge. And Jesus told us in this parable, he said, that's what God wants us to do. Keep coming to him. He's going to avenge you. You know, he's going to answer your prayer. He's going to work out that situation for him. Don't feel like you're it's too much and you're bothering God. You are not. You are not. He wants you to come to him. So keep on coming to him. I think about when I was younger. I was younger, much younger. But I had Graves' disease. And it had me so weak. I was so weak and so tired, and I couldn't do anything. And as always, I've been the same person, which means I'm always volunteering. I'm always working with something. And I was finding I couldn't do everything I wanted to do because I would just be so tired. I couldn't walk the steps. And I used to take the steps every day when I would go to work. I have to just wait for the elevator. And I was like, I don't like this. I don't really care for elevators, but you know, I just didn't have the strength. And so my mom had preached this sermon to me, the same thing, saying, you have to just keep coming to God. Keep asking him. God is a healer. He may not heal the first time that you ask him, but he is a healer. Excuse me. And so what I did at our church, we had what you call a prayer line. So at the end of service, people would come up and my mom would pray for us right there at the service. And so I did every week, every Sunday for 3 years. I needed to be healed. So I didn't care what people said. And people did say that. They were like, he's not going to heal you. He's not. Would you get out the line? You're there every week, they would say to me. And I'm like, I don't care what you say. I'm going to God every single Sunday. I would get up there, have my hands, pray that God heals me from this. And he did. And that was like over 20 years ago. And now I don't take medicine. They can't find a sign of it in my body. I believe it's because he is a healer. But because I was consistent, I kept going. No matter what anyone said, I didn't give up on God. I took it to him in prayer. Even though, you know, sometimes it felt like, God, you're not going to do this. And I wanted to give in to what I was hearing. But he's God. And he said, just keep coming. Keep on. Don't give up. Take everything to him in prayer. Nothing is too small for God. Nothing is too small and nothing is too big for him. Take it to him in prayer and trust that he's going to work it out. He's going to work it out for your good. He's going to work it out for your best. But don't get discouraged when it looks like it may not be coming. Continue to keep fighting and pressing forward and taking that issue to him in prayer. And just give it to God in prayer. That's all. I just keep hearing that. Give it to him in prayer and trust that he's going to work it out for you. Even when it looks bleak, just like that. When it looks bleak, continue to pray. Don't stop praying. That's the word for today. Don't stop praying. No matter what the situation looks like, continue to pray. Continue to seek God's face. And that leads me to my next scripture, which says, pray without ceasing. It's 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Not very long. That's the whole scripture. But pray without ceasing. Don't stop. I find myself all day long praying to God. And that he loves it. It's our communion with him. It's our time to talk to him. Like I'll say every week, when I'm in the car, that's my best time because that's usually the time I'm alone. And I can just talk to him and tell him what's going on and what I'm feeling and what I need. And, you know, just to get that spiritual connection from him. That's what prayer does for us. And so just seeking him out, even if you don't know exactly what to say, just talk to him. Talk to him like you would talk to me, like you would talk to your friend, to your children. God, I need you today. God, this is going on. God, that's going on. God, can you heal my wife? God, can you heal my husband? Can you bless my children? My kids are at school. I make Cherish pray every morning till she knows the routine. As we're driving to school, where God, bless me to have a good day. God, give me favor with my teachers. God, bless this day. Keep us safe at school. It's just that building up that relationship. That's what it means to just pray without ceasing. You're building up. You talk to your families every day, right? You're building up that relationship. Are you in a home where you are husband and wife and you don't speak every day? You don't talk to each other. You have to have that relationship. Or your children, do you go days and days without talking to your children? Yeah, especially the little ones. I've got something else on my mind. No, you build up. You take that time to build up that relationship with them. So we have to take that time to build up that relationship with God, that we pray without ceasing. I had a young lady at the event the other day, and she told me, I feel so overwhelmed. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. It's too much going on. I said, let's pray. That's our answer. I said, we take it to God, and He will guide you. I said, pray that He'll give you an ear to hear Him. And you'll know, okay, I don't need to do this. I need to do that. Because he's a God. He hears us. He loves us, and He wants to commune with us. He wants that time with us. If you remember the song and the poem last week, He misses His time with us. He misses it when we're not talking to Him, when we're not taking all of our situations. I was just looking at the song we sang, and it says, oh, what peace we forfeit, all because we won't take it to the Lord in prayer. Have you had days where you're just so restless and so anxious and, you know, what is going on and why can't I figure this out? And you're busy trying to figure out the situation when all we have to do is take it to God in prayer. Even if He doesn't answer, He'll give you peace. And that's what that song, when we were singing it today, that hymn, that's what really came out to me, that even if He doesn't answer it right then, when you take it to Him in prayer, He gives you peace. He will give you that peace. The peace that surpasses all understanding is what the word says. You'll be like, oh, why am I feeling so peaceful today? Oh, it's because I've been in the presence of God. I've spent time talking to Him. I spent time. The way the world is going right now, we need God. We need to be in His presence. We need the peace that He brings when it seems like things are out of control. We need that peace that God gives us. And how do you get that? It's by communing with Him. It's by taking that time and taking it to Him in prayer. So, as I'm coming to a conclusion here, I'm going to read my final scripture. It's Philippians 4 and 6. It says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs, and don't forget to thank Him for His answers. If you do this, you will experience God's peace. See there? I had forgot that was in the scripture, but that's what I know. When you take it to Him in prayer, He gives you peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in Jesus Christ. And that's what I want to leave you with today. When you take it to Him in prayer, when you take everything to Him in prayer, He gives you such peace. It says, pray about everything, is what the word said. I want to read that one again. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs, and don't forget to thank Him for His answers. Take it to Him in prayer. What a wonderful concept. What a way of getting peace. It's just awesome. I had a story. I'll share it anyway. It's a little off, but yet it's not. My son and I were driving. I was taking him. He was going to take his car to the shop. And he said, Mom, I don't know which way to go. I don't know what to do. And I felt my mom, what she would have told me is, let's pray about it, Ruthie, because that's what she called me. Let's pray about it, Ruthie. So I said, well, let's pray about it, Brian, because that's what it felt like. I just felt like her. She was there telling me, and we did, and we prayed about it, and God truly, and He's, you know, as they're younger, sometimes they start to question, well, I don't know, I was raised in church, but I believe it this way, or you know how young people are, some of them. But he bowed his head with me, and we prayed, and I just kept saying, now look it, God is working this out. And we walked through a whole day. It ended up, our experience took a whole day. I was extremely tired and weary by the end of the day. But I watched God work it out. He worked out that whole situation for him until he had the answer. But we had to keep praying through each. I would be like, God, you see us here. Help us, guide us, show us what we need to do next. And he just kind of walked us through this thing. But also it was an example to my son to see, Take it to God in prayer. Take everything that you're dealing with to God in prayer. And that is my word of encouragement to you today. Whatever you're going through, whatever it may be. And I know we go through a lot of things. We have illness. You know, I've had weird illness this week, but I just keep pushing and trusting God. I have, you know, not just me, but we have financial situations that we have to go through. We have home situations. Where am I going to live, or how is this going to work? Or, you know, you have job situations. You have children, family, you know, maybe a caregiver, whatever it is, whatever's got you a little distressed, take it to God in prayer and know that that peace that transcends all understanding is yours when you sit down and rest in Him, when you pray and seek His face. Know that He will guide you. He will direct you. And most of all, He will give you peace. And who can't use peace? I love the peace of God. Amen. I need His peace. And so that's what I want to encourage you today. And as we're going into this Lent season, that you begin to seek Him for peace, but seek Him for what you need. Pray for what it is that you need from Him. You know, we all need something. We're all in need of something. If it's just to bless your children, bless your grandchildren, you know, that's a whole nother story, you know, our grandchildren. So I want to encourage you today to just pray and seek Him. Let that be one of your things in Lent, that you'll spend 10 minutes with God, just talking to Him and sharing and letting Him fill you up, letting Him fill you up with His presence, with His wisdom, with His knowledge. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You. We thank You for this day, God. We thank You for Your amazing peace. We thank You, Lord, for Your love and Your kindness and Your mercy and Your grace that You show us every day. God, I'm praying for Broadway Christian, God, for those who are here in attendance and those who are at home and those who are listening by podcast, that You would give them a spirit of peace, God. And as they seek You to know You better, God, that You would be there. They'll find You. And God, You will give the answers that it is they need, those things that they are seeking. Lord, that You will bring healing, that You will bring deliverance. God, that You will set free those who are bound. And we give You praise for it. We give You praise, Lord, for Your mercy and grace to them, to each one, God. But Lord, that You will show them, that You hear them, and You are so happy to be in conversation with them. We thank You for it today, God. We ask, Lord, that You do bless again all of those on our prayer list. God, You know what each one needs. We ask that You would meet each one at their very point of need today. And we give You praise. We give You honor and we give You glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.